It's time for WGRR's Ask the Builder with Tim Carter. Tim is here to answer your home improvement questions at 513-749-1035. Now, here's Tim.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. I'm Tim Carter. You are listening to WGRR Hamilton, Cincinnati, and it's time for the Ask the Builder show. And it's great to have you here this morning. And, of course, you know what to do, 749-1035. That's exactly how to get a hold of us here at the station, 749-1035, if you've got a question. Love to hear from you. Yesterday, I spent the afternoon at the Northern Kentucky Convention Center because I was at their, well, they've got a home and garden show going on there. It started on Thursday, ran yesterday, and runs today and tomorrow. So if you are looking to kind of get some ideas for remodeling your home, maybe you're building a new one this spring or summer, you might want to stop by down there. It was they had some pretty interesting products here, some very interesting doors at the Indus booth. That's where I was. So stop on down if you're looking for something to do. Runs today and tomorrow at the Northern Kentucky Convention Center. Of course, it's always a pleasure driving across the suspension bridge to get there. So I sure love driving across that bridge. One thing, though, I got to say this. I know that there's a reason, and I think you'd have to go to the Cincinnati Historical Society to figure it out. But who was in charge of the planning of the national, you know, the underground, the museum center we have there? In other words, the suspension bridge is aimed right at the door of that thing. In other words, why would you want to come across this bridge and take this hard left turn? It just boggles my mind. I'm still trying to figure out why the bridge does not line up with a main road in downtown Cincinnati. You know, and even in Covington, it doesn't in a way. I mean, it's kind of, the bridge is kind of offset, and I know for a fact that there's some kind of very weird historical reason why the bridge doesn't line up exactly. But to make you come off that bridge heading towards Cincinnati and make a hard left turn, I don't know. I'd like to talk to a planner about that. Maybe we'll get a planner on the show and ask him why. Explain to us why we did that. What is the benefit? I need to know. So. It just doesn't make sense to me. It just doesn't even remotely make sense. So anyway, enough of my editorializing about the placement of buildings and bridges.